Hello. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Age of Aquarius, and I'm your host, Kenosha Amen. Well, I wanted to come to you again with a few insights about things that I see going on in the world, how things have changed, how things are evolving, and where we are on the world stage, the cosmic stage, and how things are playing out. Today is a very important energetic day, I believe. And there are many, I guess, social media channels, YouTube channels, various channels are speaking about the planetary alignment that's taking place and how today is special and significant in regards to that planetary alignment and cosmic alignment. So, numerologically, today is the number 4. But it's not just the number 4. Most Western countries are guided by the Gregorian calendar. But there are more calendars in the world besides the Gregorian calendar. The Ethiopian calendar, which is more ancient. And there are different variations, but not that many variations on the Ethiopian calendar. It's more accurate, more ancient. So it came before the Gregorian calendar. So by Ethiopian time reckoning, 2020 is actually the year 2012. So back in 2012, by Gregorian calendar standards, 8 years ago, when everybody was making a big fuss about 2012, it wasn't actually 2012. That wasn't the shift. It was, I guess you could say it was false. A false flag, maybe? I don't know. It wasn't the shift, it was the beginning. I guess it was a forewarning of what was to come. 2020 is actually the year of the great shift. And by the Ethiopian calendar, 2020 is the year 2012. So yes, we are in the age of Aquarius right now. We're headed into it for this year. This year is that opening portal. And I believe today is a major opening portal. Because if you look at the date, April 4th, 2020, well, April is 4, the day is 4, but 2020, when you combine them, you can either get 20 plus 20 equals 40, and then 4 plus 0 will give you 4, or you can just do 2 plus 2 and just drop the zeros, and it will give you 4. That gives you an angelic number for today, is what they call it, 4 April. For the day and four for the year. 444. It's an angelic number. It's a major cosmic number. It's a beneficial number. It's a benefic number. It's a benevolent number. You hear many people speaking about 1111 and 22 and 33, but 444, when you get into the triples, those are considered like angelic numbers. So right now, we are today, Saturday, by Western Gregorian calendar date, we are entering a major portal of change and shift. Four is the number of balance. Four is the number of structure and order. And so since we have an angelic number of 444 today, that means however people want to define angels or angles of light, they are divine. They are coming from the universal prime creator. And each one of us who are truly in line with what the Kemites called Ma'at, or harmony in the universe, we all have those angles of light inside of us, just as we have God, the goddess, the gods, the goddesses. We all have these energies inside of us. And today, I believe those energies are flooding through, powerfully flooding through. So, be aware of what's going on around you. The weather is changing and shifting. I mean, we just had a rather large earthquake that took place in Idaho early this week. We had the 6.5 in Idaho. We had a 5.7 in Utah. And then just recently, we had like a 4.8, which was probably a 5.0 in Anza, California. So, it's a lot of major energy shifts and weather changes that are taking place. Because remember, as I said, weather is energy and energy is weather. So when you see these weather changes take place, that's energy that's in motion and changing. So look around you. See what's going on. Look in the skies. Look in the skies. When the skies aren't overcast, look up and see what you see. A lot of those stars aren't stars. And many, many people are reporting wheels and luminaries and many things in the skies. Some people call them demons. Some people call them aliens. I just believe they're a part of the shift. And we're going to see more and more of those. Flooding, storms, tornadoes. Again, they are wind phenomena. And so it's energy. So all the tornadoes that you're seeing in the United States and abroad is because of energy. That's what it is. Many of the things that are happening in the world with people and the pandemic, I believe, is a symbol or a symptom of the magnetic pole shift, which is nothing but the kundalini of Earth rising. And the kundalini of Earth rises in response to something. Now, just as below, as above, so is below, as within, so is without. So a human being by him or herself can raise their kundalini on their own. You can do that, but you're never really doing it on your own. Like the yin and yang thing, the yin and yang symbol, the male has a small portion of female energy inside of himself. The female has a small portion of male energy inside of herself. So even if you think that you're physically alone, when you're raising your kundalini, there is a science known as Tantra, which is the spiritual, mental, and physical. And I say it in that order because even though Tantra is usually associated with sex and sexual union, it is spiritual and mental union first. The physical, that's physically how you unite on this plane, but it's a spiritual and mental connection first. So if you're alone raising your kundalini, you are raising the kundalini with your spiritual counterpart. If you're a male, there's a female energy that you're connected to. If you're a female, there's a male energy that you're connected to. Now, if you're lucky or fortunate, you will have an actual physical companion to perform a tantric union with. Now, why do I bring this up? Well, if the kundalini of Earth, who is female, is rising, it's because there is a male tantric energy which is infusing itself with her. And so her energy is rising. And today is one of those cosmic portal days where we're going to see more positive energy, huge, tremendous amounts of positive cosmic divine energy flooding this dimension. And since it's a portal, it's going to remain open. I'm pretty sure there are going to be a lot of people meditating today, because however they have come to understand today and its significance, they know that it's a cosmic portal. So these people are what are known as light workers. Some are human, some are not human. Surprise, everyone here on Earth is not human. A lot of people have disguises, they camouflage themselves. It is what it is. Just like a neighborhood, you have some that are good and some that are bad, some that are indifferent. Right now, today, this cosmic portal, you're going to have a lot of the good light workers bringing in a lot of energy across the board. All skin colors, all races, all life forms, human and non-human. That means animals too, insects too, things that we see and things that we don't see. In the sky, under the ground, all positive light forces are combined today, because today is a 444 angelic number by Gregorian calendar. So even though there are other calendars in the world, this day is significant by Western timekeeping standards, and it's a tantric union day. So Mother Earth is combined with her divine male counterpart today, the true divine male counterpart. So I believe, starting from the day and moving forward, we're going to see a lot of negative entities, a lot of negative things just fall by the wayside because they won't be able to cope. And the pandemic that we're experiencing is a part of that shift. And we're all going to be affected by it. So doesn't mean that the pandemic or whatever is taking place is removing strictly evil people. It's just it is a law of compensation. It is the universe bringing ma'at or balance back into the great scheme of things here on Earth. So look forward to more earthquakes, more shakings here in the U.S., the islands, North Pole, South Pole. A lot of strange sounds are going to be coming back to the skies. A lot of rumblings in the skies, on the earth, animals. Interesting videos that have come out on YouTube. You see animals all over the place where humans once were. Now, I believe those animals are there not just because the humans are inside. It's because there's a shift taking place, so populations are decreasing. So the animals are being placed there by the universe. It's like a water behind a dam. So the dam has been removed, and little cracks are showing up. And so the animals, nature, is flooding back into where she once was. It's a part of the magnetic pole shift and the age of Aquarius. But the most significant thing to remember today is 444, an angelic cosmic number. Pay attention to what's going on around you, your family, since most of us are sheltered in place at home. Take time for yourself, but take time to be united with your family and your friends and those who you're close with right now. Things are never going back to the way they were, and this is a part of the great cosmic shift. It's actually a good thing. You know, out of chaos comes order, but this chaos is divine, and this order that's coming is divine, not man-made. All right? So I hope you all enjoy yourselves, enjoy your time as we move further into the age of Aquarius. The fifth dimension, the change and the shift, increased magnetism from the sun, from the earth, and so many more things are going to be happening. Once again, this is Kamenosha Men from the Age of Aquarius, signing off.